Episode 70, part 3 of the finale. It is heating up in here with some poison breath.
Things are getting a little toxic at the table.
Yeah, that's the real meaning of dragon breath. And Dutch and Johnny got a taste of that green dragon. But it's Zornikov's turn. Zornikov, you just saw a child jump into a portal that you're in front of as the entire map flashes a bright white light, and then you go back in. Your ears are ringing. What do you want to do?
Do I see the hand in front of me anymore?
The arm? No, you just you saw the girl grab it, and then it's gone. And then you look down, and you just see a pond of water.
So I'm disoriented as crazy, and
it's like a flashbang,
right?
I mean, last time we saw a pond of water, it was bad for us. So,
yeah. So
PTSD.
Corrupt, jump in it.
Being less focused on the pool in front of me, I've been hearing the commotion of the dragon behind me, and I turn around and I see Johnny fainted.
Zeniac's down.
I'm seeing a lot of my comrades.
You see a guy you don't know down.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't have to know to know.
Donation to the church.
Your body.
So, this is gonna. I forgot why I started drinking, and he pulls out potion of superiority. Yeah,
superior healing.
Yeah, that thing. 8d4s. So
this is a green dragon, right?
Plus 8.
It's to yourself.
Flavor, it is. It's not to actually myself. A color. Just a Dracula.
I want full health before I start.
And it's a custom one, homebrew.
So 6.
Why? You looking up the 10, stats? Like a cheater?
13. 14.
Nice.
Do you want some more of those?
Dang, wow. Bro.
18.
Do you keep rolling fours?
Yeah.
Another 4!
22.
22.
Two more.
Yeah, that was a 2. 24. Yep, 26. Yeah. 26 healing damage plus 8 brings me up to 32 healing.
Dang, bro.
34. Because
26
plus
8, 34. Oh, sorry. I swear. I do math. All right. The warmth kind of comes back to Zornikov's cheeks, kind of brushing off the warmth on his back from that betrayal. And
respect a lot from an evil character.
You got hit by that fireball.
Oh, yeah. Most of that was the fireball from a friend. And I...
Friendly.
I dashed
down. On the same side, we'll say.
So that was one. That was a bonus action.
Okay.
Okay. How I'm figuring out if I can dash. If I dash, I expend one of my actions.
You run 30 feet, and then if you can spend your action to dash.
How close? Am I close enough to Zediac?
Zediac is exactly 60 feet from you.
So I can expend my action to dash and have one more action because I do have 2 per turn.
You have 2 attacks.
Oh, 2 attacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you lay on hands bonus action?
That's what I'm...
It's an action.
But you used your bonus action to do the healing potion that you just did.
Lay on hands is an action.
But you can at least get to him.
Yeah. So I've gotten to Zediac. I'm in a defensive position as I catch my breath before I turn around to do a lay on hands. Okay. And that would be the end of my turn.
Let's pause.
Three, what are you up to?
The dragon is on the ground.
Yes.
Now? Okay. Yuri is going to... Am I within 30 feet of the dragon?
It's close.
You're within 45 feet.
Okay. Move 30. Bonus action to move the additional. And then,
So you want to get right under it? Basically right onto the body? Or like right up against the body?
Enough to hit it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Within 5 feet. And then, does it know I'm there? I can try and do it.
It's got blind sense.
Oh, yeah, you're right, it does. It doesn't matter. I can give myself advantage. With...
It waits for you to get close, and then it rips one. Poison damage.
That's its real breath weapon attack. Yeah. It's got two breath weapons. Not sure which one's more deadly.
I'll tell you which one I don't want. One of them has solid chunks.
Which one?
Okay. Is there anyone else within 5 feet of it?
Adam.
Adam is.
Other than...
I think Johnny?
No, I'm not in the corner.
He's here.
Okay. It's really funny to me that mirror image is... Because that was wild magic. I didn't cast that, so it should still be up, right?
No.
The damage would have... You can destroy mirror image with damage.
I don't know.
I think it's...
It's really funny to me if there's just four of me on the ground.
I think it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yuri is going to
because anything that's casted on you is gone. Unless you have a...
the dragon.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Nice. That is a...
Yeah, I guess
14 plus 8, 22.
Yep.
All right. Sneak attack. Want to do math. There we go. Good. And then that. I didn't crit, so I can't use my pocket sand ability.
That's okay. Ooh. Ooh, there's some fives over there.
5, 10... 19.
19 plus slashing?
19 plus 4 is 23.
Okay.
And that is that.
And
I'll move 15 feet away. And no, it doesn't get a tax of opportunity on it because I hit it.
But it does have legendary actions.
It does.
And I rolled for
it. And Adam gets an attack of opportunity.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Why?
Because you're leaving Adam's reach.
You're on top of a dragon.
Yeah. I'm not within your reach at all.
You're like, you would be probably 15 feet away from me.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
This is not exactly mounted combat.
He's used to that, though.
Being mounted or...
Mounting.
Anyway, what happened to the legendary action? What's going on?
Mount your friends.
Yeah, you're getting a till.
Alright.
That's not bad.
Uncanny dodge.
21.
Hits.
Did you uncanny dodge?
Well, it depends on how much damage I'm going to take.
21 damage.
Oh! I thought you said you rolled it. I thought 21 to hit.
21 no, I rolled damage. A 27 to hit.
Ouch. Yeah, I'll uncanny dodge that.
Okay.
Wait, yeah.
So you take half?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
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 And Corrupt, it's your turn. You're hiding behind a pillar.
Hey, fireball.
Crying. You probably peed a little bit.
You assume a lot about my character.
I assume you're not wrong.
I am evil too. Let me join your forces. I would like to tippity toe right up so that I am within 60 feet of Adam.
Probably already there.
You're already there, dude.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know because, you know, trigonometry, he's up in the air, the hypotenuse, all that. Cool. So.
What's the angle so we can figure out the cosine?
I'm going to leave that to you. I am a college dropout, so I don't have to do math.
Didn't learn that in college.
That's high school.
My preschool teacher taught me that.
I learned sign language in preschool.
Fun Thomas thing. Is method acting.
Sure. Back to the intense battle in front of us.
Dragons.
Dragons and angles.
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons. Who's right up there under him?
That's Yuri.
Yeah, Yuri okay. did move away, though, still.
Sure.
Yeah. Towards the arch.
I mean, I'm good at one thing, and it's fireball, so yeah.
Yes. You
can No, he can't put it in a way.
Yeah,
where
I can put it towards the dragon's front end so that it hits Adam and the dragon. Yeah, and not anyone else. So, fireball.
Yeah.
So dex save of 18.
Ooh.
Ooh. Kort might be evil, but he knows.
18.
18.
It's still 10d6 damage.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, it is.
You sound upset.
I'll throw a fireball at you, see how you feel.
How do you like me now?
I do appreciate that Corp at least is sane enough that he knows, well, let's not kill the allies that are working with me to kill this thing that wants to kill me.
True.
That'll be 31 reduced to 15.
Yeah.
Is it rounded up or rounded down?
I think we've been rounded
down. We rounded down for the
Stoops.
Not great.
Down for me, up for you guys.
And then Adam's going to make a constitution saving throw for his spell. DC, I think, of 10, because it's...
Still
it's the 15. Damage... Half the damage?
I think it's half the damage or 10, whichever one's higher.
Roll on dice.
We're good.
Okay.
That's a move. That's action. I got butt kiss for bonus actions, so that's it.
Zadiac, roll death saving throw.
Is it my turn already?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. All right, I'm going to use the dice that Ian gave me today.
Oh, so you can blame it on him when you die?
Uh-huh. 100%.
100%.
I told you not to roll a one.
Natural one.
Yeah.
Hey, you have a...
What the buck?
If now's the chance to use it.
But I might be laying
hands. But do I like Yuri more at this point?
Your staple character.
What's that?
We're cashing in the last one in circulation.
Hey, you know what, Ian? You can take this back, too. Here you go.
Shut up.
I don't want this dice.
You don't want that dice either.
It's not a one.
It's not a one.
Yeah.
It's two better.
I know exactly what's going to happen. That's a fail.
Okay. You got a little hammer in there? You got to smash it?
No, I'm going to... get back out the dice that cooled off.
Cooled off. And it's now round six. Dutch.
All right. Firing all three at Adam over here. First shot's going to be sharpshooter. First shot's also going to spend a grip point to what is it?
Violent?
Deadeye shot.
Oh, Deadeye shot.
Shoot your eye out.
Does a 20 hit
to Adam? Or
Adam.
Me? I don't know. Anymore. And there's another
counterspell.
I was gonna use my reaction to stab.
Oh, Johnny counterspells?
No, corrupt counterspells.
Oh, corrupt counterspells.
Oh.
Then does it.
What a stupid thing to waste counterspell on, but also, dang it, I'm
the
mad.
Principle.
It's the principle of the thing.
Dude, that's teamwork.
Hold on, because this bullet has a ghost bullet on it.
Uh-oh.
And you're not within radius of your... immune to fear.
Him?
You.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Or him.
Yeah.
Either or.
All the things to blow a warlock spell on. Shield.
Yep.
I have no regrets.
No regrets.
I do damage.
No regrets.
So.
I don't remember what those ghost bullets do.
A 9 plus 10 is 19, plus 5 is 24, plus another d6 is a 22 total. That's 2 points of radiant damage, if that matters.
Okay.
And then, should I do the ghost bullet now?
Yeah, so, and read for the listeners again what that does. It's 1 through 10 is good for you.
When you wield a weapon loaded with these cursed rounds, it emits loaded, not fired. It's good to know. It emits a ghostly shadow of your enemies in torment around you. Roll a d20, 1 through 10, an evil ghostly shadow causes the hit target to have a fear effect for one round. 11 to 20, I become overwhelmed by the haunting of the slain foe, and you get frightened for effect for one round.
Who's rolling low?
Which dice was rolling low? This roll.
So far.
Oh!
I'm frightened.
Oh!
But the damage still goes through.
Yeah.
Too bad you weren't 10 feet near me.
Right across the map.
Well, that's what I was saying, that using them, it will be risky when he's not cornered with you.
Mm-hmm. Just have to redo what Frank does real quick.
You just have the disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
Yeah. Because you're not afraid of anyone, you're just afraid.
I'll take it. Away. So I'll attack, disadvantage. Dado hit. Yep. And then I'll attack one more time. Okay, it's and I'm gonna.
Oh, I do have to do another Constitution saving throw. How much total damage? It was
26.
26?
Yeah.
Okay. Still passes with 18.
And then I'm gonna run.
I don't even remember what spell he's concentrating on.
Shield of Faith.
Oh, that's right.
Really and then duck behind
cover.
Okay. A really good spell now.
Yeah.
Johnny.
I was going up against six people. It was a good time to have it.
What is that?
It's a natural one.
Ah!
What were you doing?
Death saving throw.
Oh!
You dark.
Chug it, chug the thing.
You downed him.
No, I was like, what is he doing? Because he's down. And then you're like, natural one. I was like, oh yeah!
Hey, earn your reroll.
Chug it.
Earn your reroll. Do it for Johnny. Do it for Fluffy. You're going to leave Fluffy up here by himself.
I did say pre-recording that if they drank one of the, not a plug, Heroes Feast's whiskey drinks, delayed a fireball, that they'd get a re-roll.
I'm driving.
Because that's two fails.
We do not condone reckless drink responsibly.
If you chug it, you'll just sound like corrupt normally. So do it, do it, do it, do it.
Listeners, this is my strong encouragement not to give in to peer pressure to drink alcohol with your friends.
But he's gonna.
But he's gonna do it.
What?
Oh, man.
I'll take a stand on that one.
All right, fine.
It's the next one where it's like...
The next one where I'm actually gonna die, then we'll be drinking.
Yeah. But I still got some in me.
There's still time.
Exactly. There's still time. It can marinate. Oh.
Hopefully the dragon loses interest.
Adam.
I hope so.
The dragon that particularly hates me. Maybe I'll transform into a brass dragon.
Got rid of the confusion. Adam has a turn, finally. Adam is going to cast... First, he's going to mark Dutch with his Hexblade's Curse.
Tentacle and cover, I said.
Hexblade's Curse is just... It just
you don't have to see me?
I mean...
Well, he would have saw you on top of a dragon.
You shot him.
I would say I hid in cover behind the wall.
You can roll perception against the stealth.
All right. Natural 20.
Natural 20. Okay.
So you see him.
Thank you for the die, by the way. It was the new die that Ian got me.
Handmade? No, not really.
Is there some sort of rule if you both get natural 20s, you have to see who can spit farther?
So he casts Hexblade's Curse on you. And he's going to cast
Eldritch Blast.
One of them misses, one of them crits, and
cover.
Well, we did the perception thing.
But you still, if you're in cover, you don't automatically, and you see someone, you still
have... Well, it just increases your AC.
One of them was an
depends on how much cover.
But with Hexblade's Curse was a crit.
My thing is behind the wall, ducking down.
I'm ducking behind my shield.
So what's the hex do?
I'm kidding.
Crit on 19s. One is a 19. One missed with a natural 1.
Okay.
And the other one is a 17 to hit.
What was the crit total, just in case?
29.
29? Okay, just want to make sure. Yeah. So that way, do you, how high are these walls? Just so that way I know, because...
Yeah, so they're... From where you are, they're like 2-3 feet.
So I would say, like, if I'm squatting down, half cover, three quarters or half?
Yeah, so like...
Just so for
the top of your shoulder and head, basically.
Okay. So only the crit hits.
Okay. Take 2d10. That's 11 plus 5 is 16 plus another 5 is 21 points of force damage. And then he's going to...
Well, he already did bonus action. That's right. Okay. Yep, that's his turn.
Now it's my turn. And this huge Dracolich pivots around at the running away rogue.
Okay.
As long as it's not the downed bard, we're good.
And it goes to make a bite attack. 29.
Hits.
Roll a strength saving throw.
It's really good at that. 15.
You are grappled or restrained in this mouth.
Uh-huh.
And you take 22 piercing damage as it bites down on you.
Oh no.
And then it goes, let's see. Yeah, his movement. He moves up with it in your mouth, with it in his mouth, and it goes to do a tail attack on Zonika.
Just barely. Actually, almost. I'm a beefy boy.
So that's 2.
So glad I did that healing potion.
So that is 20 damage bludgeoning.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna roll the recharge. 6.
No.
Will the DM be merciful?
No. No.
Next up.
So where's the elf guy?
Oh, Twilight.
What's he doing?
He got knocked. He's just like holding himself, dying.
Okay.
Because of the necrotic damage.
He ain't done nothing.
Yeah.
It's, well, I mean, he has, but.
He was the backup Twilight's sacrifice.
So Twilight is going to
shout a healing word.
Yeah, dude, I didn't build her that way.
Dang it. Sacrifice herself to save us all.
It's her fault.
It is.
What? She is going to do...
Just like the books. Nothing good comes.
Ray of Frost. And she's going to cast it at 5th level. Which is, let's see, only 3d8.
Oh, that's a cantrip.
Okay.
It increases based off of your damage, so it'll be 3d8 at her level. I assume she's a similar level.
It's 3d8 plus level?
No, so whatever level you're at, it has...
So cantrips you don't cast. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So at level 11, it goes up to 3d8 damage.
So, should just do that at... Well, then I want to do a better spell.
Yeah. Why are you doing cantrips over here?
Because I'm just being a butt.
You're going to scroll down to the bottom of the page.
Here's a good one.
6th level spells.
This is Ian's favorite spell. Thunderwave.
Sweet. Oh.
Let's do that one.
Where is she at?
Huh?
Where is she at?
She is...
I just can't see her.
All right. Can she do max? Just do that. Max. Or wait, no. If you dash, you can't.
If you have a bonus action.
She's a sorcerer. She can use sorcery points.
Oh, that's a quicken spell.
If she has quicken spell. I should hope she would. It's the best meta magic.
And that's not an opinion. It's a fact.
Fact.
Quicken Spell is the best meta magic.
There we go. She does. Boom.
Is there anybody in range? Oh no, Yuri is, huh?
No. Just, you're out of range.
Okay.
Oh yeah, well you're in the mouth of it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So he has to make a constitution saving throw?
Yeah, it fails.
No, constitution.
Oh yeah, it's dexterity.
It's dexterity auto fail.
16? Or which one are we doing?
Constitution. Con save.
Con? Yeah, 16.
Yuri, constitution saving throw.
You rolled a 16?
Woo!
Total.
Okay.
That's a 20.
Okay, you save. It was 16.
Still take half.
Yeah. And so it's half of 32.
16. Okay, gotta do a constitution saving throw. That passes. 18.
And it is now good old Zorny.
Alrighty. Taking the blow from the tail.
Yep.
I, like, keeping one eye on it, I start to crouch down with my, I put my war hammer, sheathed it, reaching down, because I'm protecting myself with the shield, and I lay my hand on Zediak and go, my goddess Lyra thinks you still have some joy left in you. And I do a lay of hands and restore 25 healing points to Zediak. And I still have a pool left.
I sure hope so.
Now, I'm in attack range, and he's aware of that. Again, he's in a defensive part, and he goes, okay, Zediak,
good luck.
We got friends need help. And I start to pivot around so I can get to Johnny. Now, in one turn, is he able to get to Johnny?
You've only got your movement.
He's 80 feet away from you.
He's 80 feet, okay.
And you would incur, unless you hug the wall, which would be more movement.
So at this point, no, I can't. I'm not going to be able to get to him, so...
Don't you have ranged healing?
Yeah, that's why I'm not too worried. Not metagame.
Totally not. No, never.
But, so...
Don't you accuse
me. I had put the Warhammer back, and I go like, okay, friend... I help you, and you now help me. And I pull out the Javelin of Lightning, and I've got my eyes, like, I'm kind of, like, hoping to hit both the dragon
like
and
you're gonna
Adam
throw it right
at the same time.
You're going to throw it right in the mouth?
No! Right at Yuri? Yeah, right through Yuri.
You all get him in the belly.
Okay, here we go. Ooh, I think that's gonna hit.
You're throwing it at him.
Or
a dragon.
I'm
first,
throwing it at
then...
the dragon at an angle that hopefully, if it's strong enough to penetrate, it's gonna go through to Adam too.
Well, the line goes 120 feet no matter what.
So you just have to point it through the dragon.
Angles.
What'd you roll to hit? Did you not?
No, I rolled a 17.
It was a 17.
I swear.
Yeah,
how did it show 10 for a
second? It was a 17. I
looked down
and
it was a 10, and I was like, what the.
17 plus.
17 plus strength, which is 3. I don't remember what the.
You're proficient in it. It's a javelin.
Yeah, so plus 7.
Plus 7. So that would be 24.
24. Yeah. 24 to hit.
Yep. Hit.
Okay. So now.
Are you hitting the dragon?
You're hitting both of them.
I'm hitting both of them.
Well,
because
I can
angle.
You pick one to hit with the javelin. That one doesn't do a dex save. The other one.
Is it not going to go through the dragon?
It'll go through the dragon.
But he gets a dex save.
So you either hit him. And he doesn't get a dex save, or you hit the dragon.
I hit the dragon.
And he gets a dex save.
I hit the dragon, and it's going to go through the dragon first because of my angle.
And
if I'm throwing it,
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. So whatever's better, acrobatics or athletics, to make sure that you can do this throw in the right angle. You hit the dragon for sure, no matter
what. Yeah, I can't miss, but yeah, at the right angle, that's fair. So
yeah, maybe
you said acrobatics.
Yeah, you have to like
or athletics. Well, good thing I get proficiency on the athletics.
Yeah.
And I think that's not advantage, though, is it?
No.
No.
It used to add your proficiency
bonus.
But it's plus 7. Plus 7.
We'll set the DC.
14.
No. You hit the dragon.
I just hit the dragon.
I was going to put it low at 15. I bet you rolled bad.
I rolled, 7. So, Alrighty.
One more.
I mean, but the lightning is still going to be hitting Adam.
Yeah. Well, if he's touching it, it'll surge, yeah.
Yeah, and sorry, Yuri.
I'm not in line.
You're in the mouth of a dragon that's going to take...
lightning damage.
A lightning surge.
It does... Okay.
Sorry. Don't worry. ZDX got you covered. So, alright, so
what?
I got... So we've got...
a lot of friendly fire this game.
4d6.
Yeah, Adam. Stop hitting us.
Hey, I hit you guys after you guys hit me like...
I was going to say, actually, we've been hitting Adam a lot, so...
Adam just hit his first person.
What were these stats again? Because I kind of was trying to copy
it
down.
It's 1d6 for piercing and 3d6 for lightning damage. I will double check that, though.
And the dexterity save is a DC 13 for dexterity. So dexterity save for Adam.
Passes with a 15. It's 4d6 lightning damage, so it's 5d6 total.
And then there was another d6 I saw. So, okay. So we've got... That's... 6, 10, 15 lightning damage. And... 16 lightning damage, and then strength plus 4 is
7
piercing damage.
That constitution to concentrate passes.
Okay.
And
that was one of my attacks.
Yeah.
And I used the lay of hands, so I still have one more attack action.
Smite me.
I don't think I have. Well, I mean, I have a smite. Are you talking about my sacred weapon?
When you hit, you can
cast
choose to smite.
You can cast a spell slot to smite.
When you hit with a melee,
expend a spell slot to smite.
When you hit with a melee attack roll,
you can expend a spell slot. I don't have that written down somewhere, so my bad.
It's...
Don't know what a smite. I don't know what the damage on a smite is. So
1d. The d8 radiant per
d8.
Level. 1d8 plus 1d8 per the level of spell.
Yeah.
Yep. So I am going to. However, though, I am not focused on that. I pull out the Warhammer again, and that is 22 to hit.
Yep.
Okay. That's the wrong dice. And sorry, that's also the wrong dice.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that is 7 plus 2, 9 bludgeoning damage to the dragon witch.
Okay.
If I'm doing my math right, which I'm probably not.
Dice plus 3,
7. Yep, no, I didn't. I think.
Alright, Yuri. Strength saving throw to break free of the grasp of the teeth.
Natural yes. 20.
You break free.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I do not enjoy this.
I'm going to jump down, and since Zornikov is attacking the dragon, I am flanking it. Sneak attack. That hits. So
20 something.
25 to hit. Ha 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 ha. Wait.
What?
It's got blindsight, doesn't matter. I can't blind it. What a bunch of crap.
Can you sneak attack it?
Try me.
I can sneak attack it. Yes. I just can't blind it.
Try to blind me.
But if it can see you, that's not a sneak attack.
It's still a sneak attack.
It's a distracted attack.
That is not great. That is a 13.
13 damage?
Yep, 13 damage.
Okay. This dragon's looking dead, isn't it?
Yes. because it is dead.
It's looking hurt. It's looking real dead, actually.
So dead.
Yeah, that's... He's going to... Yeah, he's going to stand there. It's not great, but this is all he's got.
Okay.
I don't think I can do
I just appreciate
anything.
None of us are grouped up together for a big, you know, yeah. breath attack.
Yeah. Guys are really planning
on it. Is Yuri down his turn?
Yuri's done.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to bonus action. He's going to tail whip. Or legendary action. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tail whip Yuri because you fell out of his mouth. 22 to hit.
Hits.
Okay. And you take 19 bludgeoning damage.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Corrupt's turn.
We're going for it. We're going balls to the wall.
Yeah.
We're going to target Adam with my 6th level spell.
Oh, jeez. Which is?
Flesh to stone. I'm assuming Adam's body is made of flesh.
Yes.
So, the creature must make a constitution saving throw. That would be an 18.
No!
You have to drive, just like remember.
That's not that far.
We'll get him home.
He offered it to the players, not the enemies, just saying.
He's a player.
All right.
Fail still.
18.
Oh, oh my god.
I had to do it.
Fireball!
No, you don't get to tap out with water. No, you take
you sit
that.
There and you suffer. You suffer the burn. Well, that's nothing.
When you get home and your wife is like, were you at the bars?
No. I guess...
But was it worth it?
We'll find out if you die or not.
Corrupt's going to take his 30 feet of movement and leave the pillar and go back up against the wall.
Okay, I'm good.
Interesting.
Guys, his decision making skills are affected.
Corrupt, make a nature check.
A nature check?
Is it worth rolling for?
14?
You notice nothing. Alright.
I don't even see anything?
You're in a
they plants?
Yeah. Okay. It is Zediak's turn. And you are now.
Yeah,
you boy. See this Goliath standing above you as you're coming back up to, as you see this Yuri's just standing there fighting this Dracolich, and it's like,
yeah, we're both just wailing on it as much as we can. And I told you as you were coming to about Johnny.
Yes, how far away is Johnny from me? And well, can I see Johnny?
He said it was 80 feet.
Yeah, if you to go the way that is not incurring, it would be 80 feet.
Oh, but that's not.
It's straight shot. It's like
as
65,
flies,
70.
Okay.
I will. YOLO. I'm going to move 10 feet.
Okay.
Towards Johnny. Bonus action, Blood Maledict. To give Johnny. Come on! Oh, that's so terrible. Johnny, you get 8 hit points.
It's better than no hit points.
I'm up and I go before them, so I can pump myself from
it's
here.
It's 8 hit points, and then I am going to cast Vampiric Touch.
Good call. That's a good one.
And because I'm a blood hunter, I get Diabolical Channel, and I get to attack with it with my weapon.
Awesome.
So.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Super cool.
And I get to do that for as long as I have it up. So, and I'm flanked with Yuri, so what? Advantage. 20 to hit the dragon?
Yeah.
Sweet. I didn't actually expect that to work, so I get to... And it takes my weapon damage, which is awesome. So it's gonna take... I'll give you the weapon damage first. The whip deals... And it's still on fire. So it's gonna do... How much? 14, 18. So 18 damage to the dragon for the weapon damage, and then the vampiric touch damage, it takes 10 damage. Although it is necrotic. I don't know if that matters.
Oh, good to know.
Does it do anything to it?
It doesn't do as much as you thought it would.
Okay. How much does it do? Because I regain hit points.
It only does half damage.
Okay, so I get nothing back, basically. Well, it was worth a shot. I'll just hit one of you guys.
Hey, come over here, kid.
Is that the end of Zediac's turn?
Zediac, do it to the elf.
Dude, the dying elf sucks the remaining life out of him.
No.
I mean...
He's not using it.
Something corrupted you.
And you automatically crit, so that's double dice.
I don't think I can do anything else, so...
And then bonus action heal him back up to...
That's it.
You can pray to the goddess Lyra.
Is that,
Shut up.
Is that the end of your turn, Zediac?
That is the end of Zediac's turn.
I'm going to do legendary action bite on Zornikov.
No, you're not. You're not. It doesn't work.
30.
It doesn't.
It just...
I have plate armor. It doesn't work.
You can't, because...
No. Stop, right. I don't like it.
You won't like it. I don't taste well. I have not showered in weeks. Years, actually.
You're saying that to a rotten dragon.
You take 22 piercing damage. Roll a strength saving throw.
You're fine.
Yeah, I've been better. Strength, you said?
Yeah.
Dice don't fail me now. I don't wanna be.
You are not in the mouth of the dragon. It is round 7. Dutch.
Alright.
Not frightened anymore.
Just a little piddle. There's one.
Are there still ghost bullets?
No. I only put one in there. But gonna do a dazing shot at Adam here. 18 plus 9.
That'll hit.
Do a con saving throw, please.
25.
Okay. So that is a 12 plus 5, 17, plus 4 necrotic damage. So a total of... Yep. Going for another hit.
Constitution saving throw to maintain concentration of unnatural 20.
19 hit?
19 ties.
So I hit.
Yeah.
I believe so. Okay. 4 plus 5 is 9. Plus 3 is 12. Marksman? Or sharpshooter?
2.
Crit. Seven plus seven is 14, plus five is 19.
That's correct.
Plus 2 necrotic damage. And then bonus action, drinking a potion of superior healing. Or, I think it's greater.
greater.
Okay.
Which is d4, 4d4 plus 4.
Oh, yeah. I should have used that.
And pop back down on the cover.
22 again.
After I roll this, I'm going to d4. Four, eight.
Wow. 12 minus one is 11.
Wait, yeah, 4, 8, 12. And then 15 total. So I get 15 HP back. And then ducking back undercover.
Okay. Johnny, it's your turn, but before that, legendary action. And the Dracolich is going to bite down on Yuri. 23.
Hits.
Okay. Roll strength saving throw.
No.
So you are back in its mouth. And you take... What is that? You take 20 damage.
Uncanny dodge as I get chomped.
Like, only one tooth.
I was about to say, yeah, the teeth don't penetrate the vital organs.
I. Yeah. And Johnny.
Okay. This was a tough choice because, dang, what do I do? We're going to step one, cast False Life on myself. At 6th level, I need health. So that'll be 1d4 plus 29.
Wow.
So 30. Which is a 1st level sorcery spell. So DM, if you would like to roll for wild magic.
Oh, come on.
If you would like to.
Unicorn. Mass heal.
Unicorn.
32.
You are transported to the astral plane until the end of your next turn, after which time you may return to the space you previously occupied, or the nearest unoccupied space.
That's actually not that bad.
No, he's
safe. I know.
You're safe. Protected for a round after you healed for 30 HP.
Which I will then use my bonus action in the astral plane to activate the Ring of Nine Lives and gain another 20 hit points.
There you go. Oh, man. Johnny is a beast. And it's Adam's turn. Adam, what are you feeling right now?
Adam's feeling hurt.
Good.
Let's see.
So where's the dragon facing now?
It's still facing towards you.
Why me? Has he got a thing for Goliaths in sexy Plato? Does he think I'm a Tootsie Pop that's trying to get to the center? How many chomps does it take to get to the center of a Goliath in plate armor?
How far away is Dutch?
Let's not find out.
Hmm? How far away is Dutch from Adam?
Far enough.
75 feet.
75 feet.
Are these like imperial feet or like standard feet?
Are we on the French inch? I hear it's a little bit different.
Smaller or bigger?
I think it's bigger.
Let's see. Does that pillar go up to the ceiling, or does it just go up to right?
It just
there?
Goes up to there. Yeah. Okay. No, and there is no ceiling.
There's no ceiling.
That's right.
You flew in somehow.
Yeah.
Ta-da! You're just going over that big arch thing.
How far away is that pillar?
Huh?
How far away is the pillar?
60 exactly.
Okay. Tell me this, DM.
Whoa, I don't like where this is going. I don't even care what you're about to say.
I think I know what's about to happen, because I was thinking about doing it myself.
Adam move 30 feet with his movement speed. I get off the dragon. He has the feet, mounted combatant, so it doesn't cost him anything extra.
But now you're vulnerable.
Move 30 feet towards it. And then bonus action, Misty Step up to the top of it. So he gets a nice vantage point onto Dutch Kowalski. And he's going to use his action, which is a cantrip, to Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Make him regret it, Dutch.
Make him regret
it. Crit, 21 and 18.
Yep.
All right.
Or don't.
So wait, how tall is this dragon? 15 feet?
So he's on the ground, he's not hovering, so he's probably like 15, 10, 15 feet.
3 plus the crit.
And he moves 30 to the pillar, you said?
And then teleported Misty Step.
No, he milled, so it's
yeah, he did so 30 and then teleported.
Does your, because technically you can only move 15 if you have to jump from the dragon down, right?
My mountain command.
Because of his mountain command, he doesn't lose. Yeah, he gets to just jump
and
off.
And falling doesn't count as movement distance.
Well, dismounting counts as half your movement. No, but because of his thing, it doesn't actually
paid off
him.
Getting that feat at level 1.
I forgot about
the
that.
Long game play.
The long
the
game.
Long, the long con.
Just roll it. Remember when we all thought Long Journey was the villain?
So
we weren't half
15,
wrong. Exactly.
16,
it's kind of frustrating.
23. Plus 15 for each one that hit. Sorry. Total that hit.
It's about to
say. I'm like, whoa, I didn't remember that being that strong.
16, 23, plus 15 is 38. Plus another 15 is
for what?
52. So, because you're Hexblade cursed, so each attack that hits you deals proficiency bonus extra damage.
Okay.
So it's 3, 15.
I got it.
So what was that? 52, I think, total?
Okay.
Points of force damage.
You're gonna shoot him in the face, aren't you?
Is Dutch still up?
Where the hell is Sparrow?
She's gone.
She's gone.
She teleported with Orcus. She made it be 2v6 and not 3v6.
These sisters, and they're not to be trusted.
Okay. Sorry. 7v2 instead of 7v3. Who knows? We still got Fluffy. What's he doing?
Hiding.
That's his turn.
Fluffy could annoy Adam and die.
Actrin is going to
drop Fury.
Oh.
Oh no.
It wants to do its breath.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't.
You don't know him like I do.
I know him.
I know you. And I'll need Yuri Zediak and Zornikov to roll a DC 20 Constitution saving throw for me.
I think you guys get plus
Constitution
1 because you're
Dex.
It's Constitution.
It's a poison clam.
You can't dodge the cloud. You can just hold your breath.
Because of you, right? For being close to you.
You get plus 1.
Yes. Yeah, plus 1 bonus on saves.
DC 20. It's not gonna matter, but
what did we roll?
Zediak failed and Yuri succeeded.
Zornikov?
Zornikov failed.
53 poison damage as Actrin the Vile lets out another foul breath of poison breath.
Zornikov succumbs to the poison.
So do Zediak and Yuri.
Twilight.
All three are down. Yeah.
Twilight looks over to Adam and casts Magic Missile and upcasts it for 19 points of damage.
Okay.
dodge that.
Sucker can't dodge magic missile.
Wait, hold on.
Do I have?
Yep. Adam will use his last.
He can't. Is the
reaction
thing is he can't
cast shield.
Okay.
As his reaction to take no damage from that magic missile.
All right.
I didn't think you had any more, but
that was the last one.
Yeah. And then she is gonna use her movement.
Sorcerer points. Do it again.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. She's gonna move closer and do it again.
It doesn't do for the whole.
He'll still be immune to magic missile, but you could use like a cantrip or something.
Well, nothing that would help.
I mean, firebolt does pretty good.
So her, you do acid splash on him.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll do that.
Acid attack.
Pocket acid.
Maybe I should use my.
So 19 to hit.
Misses.
No, it wouldn't help.
Gosh. Shield of faith plus shield.
Yeah, that's insane in the brain. It is Zornikov's turn. Roll a death saving throw.
Hey,
natural
20. You come and up. You took your turn normally.
Yeah.
I look up and like it's all hazy. I'm like, Lyra, thank you.
Lyra, joy.
I'm so happy right now.
Hand on myself. And it's my turn still.
Yeah.
Oh dude, my gosh.
What the?
Full lay of hands on myself. Restore myself to 26 healing points.
Holy cow.
And then I see my allies around me. Could I half the effect? Because they're both in touching distance of me, right? Like I could just like with my big long arms go bam.
Yeah, you're within 10 feet of them.
Could I just...
Let's know if you can split a spell.
Can I split cure wounds?
No.
Dang it.
Do it on Zediac.
Fine.
If we're gonna meta that, do it on Zediac.
Okay.
Yuri's can fine.
I love.
I do enough.
If you were a sorcerer, yeah. You could.
Yeah. I had to ask. So, anyway, so I imagine now. Of course, yes, he has true sight, but I'm using this haze, and I kind of. Crawl and getting up, come over to Zediac, lay my hand on him, and I pull up in the handbook, Cure Wounds. Because I'm about to expend all four of my spells. My spell slots on Cure Wounds on Zediac.
Dang.
Where is it?
You better take him to a tavern after
Cure Wounds. A creature you touch regains a number of hit points equal to 1d8.
Plus
a modifier for each one, so which is my charisma.
So you're casting it at what level?
Fourth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So 4d8s. 4d8s plus... So we got...
Yeah, what's the automatic modifier?
My modifier is charisma, which is 1.
So he gets 4 guaranteed.
It's something.
Yeah.
So 4.
So 8. 10.
6.
14.
14. 20. 24 points of healing.
Zediac will take that for sure.
Okay.
The amount of times Zediac has gone up and down. It's like,
what is all right.
And
what is going on?
Having one last action, I bring down my holy warhammer on this freaking lich. Nat 20.
What spell? Because you get to choose after you hit, what spell slot are you going to smite at?
I have...
We got left.
The biggest, chunkiest one.
I have a
You have a third level still.
I have a third level and I'm going to use it. Because so I'm mad. I've been knocked down
that's
and I don't.
4d8.
5d8 because it's undead.
5d8 radiant damage because it's undead, yeah.
So
doubled for crit.
So what? d4.
Yeah.
So doing just the base damage, 4 plus 3, 7, 7 plus 1 is 8.
Doubled.
So that's 16.
Oh, sorry, because the dice doubled.
Dice is doubled.
So, oh, okay, yeah. So 16, just starting damage. And then that's how many d8s?
5
d8 doubled.
1, 2, 3, 4. I got another one. So 16.
And this part is all radiant.
Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So 8, 16, 25, 28 times 2.
56
plus 16 is 72 radiant. Smiting radiant damage with the Warhammer on the lich.
Paladins!
Describe how you kill Actrin the Vile.
Woo! Part two.
Woo! Yeah, so I literally just come up, and at this point, like, and just because it makes sense thematically, the shield is dropped. I'm on full offense mode.
Yeah.
Not even in rage, but
just like beaming in line.
Joyful.
I imagine the Warhammer comes across the cheek of the mouth. Like I strike it at its head and just knock the jaw or the full head off. Just bam.
The head snaps off the neck, flying over the altar and shattering on the stone cobble wall as the body collapses to the ground. Oh. All of the magical fey plants and lights start to dissolve. The room's decay starts to fade back to a natural beauty. The clouds start to clear and the sun starts to come out again. You look back at the three stone cloud giants as the stone formations start to break. You all look over to the pond as it starts to bubble. You see a beaming white light fly out, and there stands Sparrow, but a different one. Wings, tail, and a horn as she is transformed into her true form. And she looks at you all and says, "I was waiting for you to do that. Yuri."
I'm not there.
It's your turn, buddy.
I think Yuri's unconscious.
Yuri's unconscious.
Roll a death saving throw.
I'm not going to use the dice you gave me. Save.
It's a success. Yeah. All
right, Corrupt, get your turnover. I got an idea. That's a great thing about paladins. You rolled a nat 20, you got up, and then you crit.
I be a man.
All right. Corrupt is going to cast Eldritch Blast at Adam. All right. So I get a plus 10, so that's 26 and a 29.
That's both hit?
Yeah. The other was a 13.
Misses.
Oh, dang. I thought for sure. A d10. First one is 9.
Okay.
Second one is 3.
Okay.
I really wish I had taken Agonizing Blast. Oh well.
Feels real good.
Feels real good. And I'm just gonna make rude gestures in your general direction.
Oh, and I need to do two Constitution saving throws.
Good.
Is that my second one was a 3, so yeah, it passes. Plus 8.
It almost has to be 10, right?
Plus, yeah, it's 11. Oh. Almost failed.
Eventually, we're gonna get Shield of Faith off of Adam.
Okay. Zediak's turn, right?
You're gonna punch Adam in the face.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
And here she is.
Dude! What?
That's great.
Cool. Okay, Zediak is gonna run 30 feet towards Adam.
Mm-hmm. Zediak is?
Yeah. Am I within 20 feet of Adam?
No, you're still 30. You're about 60.
I will use my action and bonus action to heal. Actually, it's not. I'm not gonna be able to do what I wanted to. So I'm gonna take the potion, which was greater healing potions. How much?
44 plus 4.
44 plus 4. Okay, and then I'm gonna do my blood maledict. Heal myself. Wow, that's pretty good. That's 12 plus 4 is 16 plus an 8.
24
plus 5.
29.
I'll take it. And that's it for Zediak. Sadly.
Round 8. Dutch Kowalski.
Bear attack. 14 plus 9 is
23.
Dead eye.
Okay.
Next attack. Misses. Last attack. Sharpshooter, just cuz.
Cocked.
I know, I'm gonna do this one normally. It's gonna fuck me up though. Nope.
Alright. Are you gonna move?
Question. Can I use my movement to jump at him and push him down? I understand if you won't allow it, but I'm just. Is that's the only thing I could do.
Yeah. So
I'll use my movement and bonus action, maybe.
I will allow you. Gosh. Used all your actions just now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fine if you don't. I just
If you had an action, I would allow you to do this via acrobatic / moving. I'm gonna say no.
All right, now he's gonna put his gun away.
Okay.
Climb up on the cover,
onto the ledge.
Okay. Yeah, and just face him and right in his face.
Okay.
Absorb Spanish Shield.
You got Corrupt over there making rude gestures. You got Dutch spitting at you.
Dutch is a baller.
Does that mean Johnny comes back?
Johnny.
At the end of my turn.
Oh.
Okay.
So I start my turn in the astral plane. Huh. This is weird. Where'd everybody go? And as I feel myself starting to be pulled back into the material plane, I'm going to cast Polymorph.
and turn into a T-Rex.
All right.
And so I reappear on my space, or as close as I can, as a huge T-Rex.
Okay.
And that's the end of my turn.
Do you have a T-Rex mini yet?
No.
That's Thomas's.
Yeah, I guess that's my business.
You need to go buy one.
Adam?
Adam is going to try to finish off Dutch. Oh. Cast Eldritch Blast. Crit again?
Two crits.
I'm down.
Okay. Oh. And from his lifeless corpse rises
a specter.
As he steals your soul.
I'm down.
Well, one. Okay, well, let's do damage to see if one.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Two crits.
The first one just puts me down.
Then two would hit.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be two fails each.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then you'd grab your soul.
I have one fail left.
Each hit.
They're crits. The first, because you're down.
The first crit just puts me at, just knocks me unconscious.
Okay.
Does the third one hit?
All three hit. There's an 18, 19, and a 20.
You sure you don't want to send any of those over to Corrupt? He's making rude gestures at you.
Sounds like he's pretty sure.
Nope. Okay. And he also regains hit points for taking out.
So, as you go to suck the soul of Dutch, you notice that you can't collect his soul. As it flies past you, you turn around to see Sparrow basically doing what you wanted.
Kill steal.
Well, you still, yeah, he dies, but Sparrow engulfs her uncle's spirit. Do you stay up on the pillar or do you move?
He'll hop down and take cover behind the pillar.
Okay. Twilight watches this all happen as you kill her uncle. She... casts Thunderwave.
That is a hot dice.
I like it.
Still not sold on this thing.
Did you save for halves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 26.
Yeah. So she's upcasting, obviously, because I just got to. Halved for 15.
Okay.
As you hear the boom go across. Going to attack again with her crossbow. First natural 20 of the night. So you take 18 piercing damage.
You die!
You know you're not making it out of here alive, right?
Yes.
Zornikov.
All right. Zornikov activates his rage. And he
sure held that one for a while.
Yeah. The problem is, in rage, he can't concentrate.
Can't cast
spells.
Can't
use spells. You're right. I barrel in a dash, if allowed by DM. 60 feet gets me exactly to the pillar. My intention is he's going to ram it as hard as he can and knock it onto Adam.
Okay.
Strength check?
Yeah.
Advantage on that because you're raging.
Advantage?
Yep. Insane.
16 plus 3 is 8.
7.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Proficiencies. 25.
All right. You knock the pillar onto Adam.
Does he get knocked prone?
I'm trying to figure out how. So it's obviously gonna like pin him up against the steps. I'm trying to see how much damage would be a fair amount of damage.
Mm-hmm. And this will be considered my turn. 15
feet. So we'll do 3d6 damage, bludgeoning.
It's a good thing you weren't further back, because the pendulum effect would really take you out.
9 bludgeoning damage as this pillar falls onto Adam, and you are in the pinned condition, so you are basically restrained. You have to do a strength saving throw to get it off of you.
Gotcha.
Help! That was cool, Zornikov. I would give you a what the buck if it mattered. All right, Yuri.
I mean, it's a
fail.
It's not over till it's over.
Corrupt.
Yuri's dead, dead?
No. Just fail.
Corrupt is going to jump down like one step off of the ledge along the wall there. And we're going to throw 3 Eldritch Blasts at Adam.
Okay.
Does pinned mean that he can't? Would I get advantage or anything?
Yeah.
On?
Well, he's prone probably, so it's disadvantage though.
Yeah, range.
And he's he's kind of covered up by a pillar.
Yeah, so. We'll just have it be regular.
Okay, I'm okay with
you
that.
Yeah, you got a lot of.
Yeah, there's both sides of the.
We got a 17.
Misses.
We got a 26.
Hits.
Yeah. And.
One not worth mentioning.
One not mentioning. Not worth mentioning.
Just don't hit Zornikov.
3!
He's still kicking.
Oh my gosh.
Zediak.
Johnny's going to eat you.
I'm going to walk 30 feet up to Adam.
Okay.
Concentration.
You're staring down at your old compadre pinned under a huge pillar.
You can choose to be merciful. I won't.
I won't. Zediak, what
I'm
do you say?
I'm going to say to Adam, I set out to make the world a better place. And with that, I'm going to raise the whip, and I'm going to cast Vampiric Touch through the whip again. And
I need that heals.
I don't really need the heals. This is just more for
flavor,
just to really get him. It is advantage because he's prone, and I'm right next to you. So,
dear God, don't miss.
I still have a Bardic Inspiration from Johnny.
Yeah, you do.
What round did I give that to you on? Because they only last a minute.
We're not even at 10 rounds.
Yeah, it's 10 rounds, that's right.
So if I need to, I'm going to use that too.
2 or 3. You're good.
Okay, yeah, 18 plus 7, so 25.
Yeah, that's good.
Not going to shield. Oh, wait, you can.
Dang! God.
But it helped a lot.
We love
it. Does it feel good to be hated this much? I hope it does.
Well, that just means how much you care about me.
All right. I'm going to just roll total damage, so.
Yeah.
See here, that's four.
I'm going to be a little upset if you can't finish it.
19. And then here's the necrotic damage. 31 points of damage.
He was unconscious.
And I heal.
You are all out of combat. Twilight runs up to her daughter, looking at her, confused at what she's turned into. And she goes, "It'll be okay." And Sparrow walks over to her grandfather, dying on the floor, and looks at him and says,
"Great uncle. Grandfather.
Yeah. Says, "Reincarnation's a bitch." And he looks at her confused. And he palms him with her hands onto his face and puts Dutch's soul in the body of Ferris.
I'm not sure how Dutch will feel about that.
Wait, the elf?
Yeah.
Oh my... Just figured it out.
Dutch, you come back to from white light and you look down at your niece and you are 70 feet away in a different place.
His actual body was just over there.
Roll a perception for me.
What are my stats?
I feel like your mental ones would stay the same.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need sleep anymore.
Yeah. Same exact stats, different body.
9.
So yep,
that tracks.
That does track.
Waking up.
What the hell?
Maybe not look in a mirror for a day or two, but you're alive.
What is going on? What the hell is going on?
You died.
Do I see my old body?
You probably look across, kind of mangled your body, just laying on the edge. You see a pillar falling over. You see a dead dragon with no head off, just blown to the side.
Look down at my clothes. Do I recognize him?
No.
I don't recognize him?
Well, as yours, it's...
Yeah, no, I don't recognize
you don't recognize him as yours.
Is there...
You could walk up to the pond and look in the reflection.
Is there like any like soft things over here real quick?
Yeah. You look, and as you look behind you, you see the brothers finally coming too, like stretching out.
Just dying over here.
He's gonna go walk, just walk past them, up to them, and just grab if there's like a pillow or something, and he just goes like this. He just is like, one more.
Natural 20, I'm up. Yuri wakes up. Just rolled a nat 20.
Sorry, no. That peaked.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It did. That's good.
That's 2 fails.
And then he'll, ignoring these guys, like come back. He's just going to go and get his stuff.
During this time, Johnny would like to stomp on the dragon's body because he's killed it once.
Yeah.
Gonna make sure. And,
who killed it once?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, Cal, yeah, the last time you killed it, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
And then, hopefully no one gets in his way, he's gonna go eat Adam, because he's had enough of people resurrecting after killing them. Nope. I've had enough of this. Sylvana resurrected and came back, the dragon resurrected and came back, no more.
Dutch resurrected again.
I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I'm done with leaving. I wanted to take Sylvana's head and somebody stopped me and that turned poorly. So I'm going to just eat him. I guess, no, I'm going to eat his head. Just his head. I got a thing for heads.
I mean, we... Is the party okay with this?
Because I'm just getting in the way of a T-Rex.
I'm not excited to watch this happen.
Well,
I'm not going to stop it. But
Zediak is concerned.
Zediak looks at the big old T-Rex.
I think you and me are like standing in the way, but like not.
You're like, I'm a T-Rex, so like I'm gonna just go over you.
Yeah.
If you guys try and stop me,
what do we do?
I would put my hand up to like try and convince you.
Okay, I'll drop Polymorph in front. I'll go rejoin them and we'll talk this out real quick.
Okay. We could try rope instead of teeth.
Do you see the lady's body over there? We killed that once and came back, and this dragon, we've killed it before too. I don't want to do this again. If it's all the same to you guys, can we make sure we don't have to do this again?
I'm not related to this man in interest. If you decide to go forward, as long as we get donations, we're okay.
are those portals to hell? Those are gone. They went down. They went down with the other portal. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
And the brothers start to walk to the archways.
Do they look hostile?
They do not look
certainly
hostile.
Certainly hope not.
You never know.
Zediak, with this, we could put the faithful Jaegers to rest. This is all that remains of our story.
Well, what's going on here?
We have something to take care of.
Take care of? You're in my throne room.
And I'll look at the giant and say, one second.
Boss, I ran to
And
in giant, my apologies. We are resolving this mess. If you give us just 5 minutes.
I'm going to say, Johnny.
Let me clean up real quick.
I'll pick up Adam. Are you unconscious or
like just stabbed him once? That's two fails.
No, my intention was to kill you.
Okay, so you,
which is why we're gonna finish this.
Yeah, no, I'm going to pick up Adam and I say, Johnny, pick up Sylvana, and I'm going to drag Adam's body over to Kree's body and throw Adam on the
pile.
And
I'm gonna go pull Kree's body off. I'm resurrecting this sucker.
Johnny, I am not sure.
We know it can be done.
It shouldn't be.
I lost a grip point.
And I'll ask Twilight what she wants to do with Dutch's body.
You could ask Dutch.
I guess I could ask Dutch. I don't think I've even noticed that. I'm pulling out of the bag of holding.
I'm grabbing my stuff right now.
Okay.
Just looting your own body.
You see the random dude looting.
I'm pulling out of the bag of holding.
This elf turns around.
Damn it! All my heal
points. I'm pulling out of the bag of holding 10 bottles of oil, and I douse the altar with oil.
And you complete the sacrifice. And it turns out Zediak was the real bad guy.
And I'll use my... Once I get an answer from Twilight, or Dutch. Dutch 2.0.
You just see him loading his own stuff and putting everything back on, hoping it fits.
It's
a little baby.
Yeah. So...
like an emaciated elf.
Yeah, so you're trying to figure that out, and Sparrow just walks over to the body after her uncle takes everything from the body and just, like, touches it and lets the body just kind of, like, evaporate. Like, just...
You're going to have a hard time sleeping after seeing that, aren't you?
No, I kind of had something planned.
Oh.
Well, you didn't say anything, Uncle.
You didn't ask.
It's my body. I know what I'm going to do with it.
And at that point, I'm just going to kind of go, all right, well, that's taken care of. And I'm going to crack the whip that's still on fire, and I'm going to...
Finish the bodies
ignite
off.
Ignite the bodies.
Okay. And they burn ablaze as you watch with enjoyment.
No, I'm just going to walk away.
Oh, Johnny's going to stand
and
watch.
I don't
want
to watch
that. Yeah. No. Pay homage to Kree.
Yeah.
After...
And pity Adam.
Yeah.
I think...
Adam, too, was our friend.
I was going to say, in Johnny's mind, he's going to remember Adam as a member of the Faithful Jaegers.
And you never got to hear what he was going to tell you.
I don't care. I still don't know. I still don't know what Cal was trying to tell me. I still got to go figure that puzzle out.
Do you still have the bracers?
Which ones?
For these guys, the giants.
The stone tablet thing.
No,
I have the stone tablet.
It was the bracers, diplomacy.
I'm not wearing them, but I just.
Do you still have them?
Yeah, I can swap.
I was gonna say, I was like,
they're not attunement, so I'm
I was gonna say, I was like, hey,
I'm gonna stay in there.
Mind if I borrow those?
You want?
Oh. Yeah.
There you go. I need those back.
You can tell Dutch is trying to talk in his voice, but it's not the same.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a different body.
My name is Dutch. How's it going?
Hey,
she, turns out she grabbed the wrong soul.
Yeah.
It's me.
Hey, guys, what I miss?
Oh.
So that was, what was it? Plus 10 to,
plus 10 to diplomacy.
Which is not a thing on here.
It is to persuasion and
yeah,
to
persuasion.
Deception.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you remember?
You're asking the brothers?
Yeah, he's gonna go up in them and he's just like, looks like he is had a day.
Yeah. We were tricked in a diplomatic conversation and enslaved. Our people slowly turned evil and wrecked havoc, and then we were frozen in stone by the evil Shara.
Evil Shara. Corrupt's gonna yell from the other side of the room where he still is. So you're not the ones that turned me to stone?
No.
I got no business here.
Well, good news. She's dead. He's dead. He's dead. That son of a bitch is dead, pointing at the dragon.
Yeah.
And she saved you, I think. I don't know. We all saved you.
Well, for that, we are internally grateful.
That's the case. I have a couple of small requests. While you're gone, you've, in your name, have enslaved thousands of lives. All free. Second, I want a legit burial and statues of a couple of our fallen members here.
Okay, we can do that.
And, spread word that slavery is abolished anywhere that's under your name.
We'll get right on that.
A blinding white light erupts, filling the throne room, as a sonic boom wave travels through the castle halls. The camera fades up in the clouds through the shattered brick ceiling of the castle in the sky as you see a carnage of battle staining the floors. For the first time in a long time, the cold, humid hallways and royal courts of the giants in the sky lay both in waste and peace, as the three brothers Tragfell and Snooze start to break from the frozen stone prisons. The adventurers find their composure and ready their departure, looking around at the wreckage of the final battle. Now the adventuring is about that quiet place where they can rest. Find a cabin in the woods to recover. Maybe regroup and decide on paths they are going to take, or simply part ways. We pan down to the wastelands and see Banjo and his crew overcoming the guards and the giants that once held their tribal homes hostage. The black tabaxi, the fierce warrior, and his men leap from home to home, building to building, slaying and taking back what was rightfully theirs. As he hops down, he finds some out-of-towners coming into the wasteland walls. An unfamiliar tabaxi female wearing a duster and yellow beaming eyes. Behind her stands a tall hulking loxodon standing 9 feet tall, with glinting plate mail to match his right tusk, broken and covered off by a golden cap, with a giant warhammer strapped around his back. To the left of the tabaxi, a handsome satyr with long hair and a goatee, covered in white furs and an open trench coat, and a lute to his side.
Well, perfect timing, my love. I see you are well protected.
We're looking for our idiot self-proclaimed leader. His name's Dutch. He's lucky we love him.
Well, I see. He's in the sky, but if you help me, beautiful, I'll take you to the Zephyr. And maybe marry you after.
We cut to another scene on the coastal port of Gulliver's. A middle-aged man walks the dirt streets as the light breeze blows. His eyes catch a wanted poster of a faithful Jaeger. Hanging on a porch post, he uncrumbles it to see an image of Zediak. Wanted in great print by the Sunderland Trade Company and the House of Lavertil. The other wanted posters have cluttered up in the alley as you see young children with sticks playing and fencing. We are the faithful Jaegers. The faithful Jaegers. I'm Johnny. And I'll be Estella. The man walking chuckles and then looks down at his dire wolf.
We must be close.
He continues into the loose nanny and asks the bartender for a drink.
What brings you here, traveler?
I'm looking for my brother. Zediak, the man responds. The bartender takes the wanted poster and chuckles.
Yeah, you're a couple days behind him.
He headed to Crystal Rock with a small group of adventurers. They should be back in a couple of days. They went out with one of my guides, Garg, one of the best in the business. To be honest, I don't really see the resemblance.
Why is that?
Ingmar asks.
Well, you seem to have a lot of hair.
The camera pans out to black and fades into a gray throne room, and we see a kneeling Estella. As the Raven Queen rests her hands on Estella's shoulders, moments before giving her blessing of service. My child, there is one thing left I have for you. The Raven Queen points into the halls behind Estella, and you see a beautiful older woman approaching. The figure coming out of the shadows cries out in disbelief.
Estella, is that you?
The first time in a long time you hear the warm and calming voice of Estella's mother.
My little bird.
Blackout. You see white clouds on a sunny day. You're floating through the breeze. Imagine you're seeing everything in aerial view. Passing through mountains, sea, and finally after some time, you come to a city. You hear the neighbor kids playing outside. The bird perches on a tree branch in the front yard. You see an automobile in the driveway and a well-dressed man hopping out and looking into an upstairs bedroom where there's a woman in her 30s sitting down at a desk. She's typing away at her computer. The bird gets closer and hops to the windowsill and you see sketches and paintings of Alanis Sork covering the walls. The bedroom door opens as the man from outside comes in to greet his wife.
Granger. How was your day?
Oh, it went well.
I think I finally finished the first book.
Well, that's wonderful to hear, honey. I can't wait to hear what's next.
The man kisses his wife on the forehead, then walks to head downstairs, as you hear in the distance.
Let's go get some dinner to celebrate.
Granger replies, yes, I'd love that. We should invite your sister Holly. I'll call her. Granger pulls her phone out to send a text, but before she does, she stares down at the Word document,
Elkin Arrow. The Tales of Granger Ransword. The camera pans back as you see Granger putting away her things, and you notice a stack of papers with a list of ideas for the next book or short story. The list of names of sci-fi, post-apocalyptic, fantasy, with question marks. Dot, dot, dot. Does the golden egg hatch? She ponders that for a moment. Turns off the light at her desk. Walks downstairs. And we'll see you next time.